Let's talk to Tim Harrison. He is the head of wealth management at Linear Investments. Very good morning to you, young
good
Tim.
Morning.
Right, normally it's Merger Monday, but let's talk about it's England Monday. We won the rugby, cricket, football, Formula One racing, I believe. FTSE outperformance last week, a slight outperformance. What can the audience expect this week other than us beating Belgium?
Well, that's Thursday evening, so we've got a long time till that comes around. But now, on a positive note, obviously the football was very good. More importantly, the cricket was excellent. It looks as though England wanted to throw it away and then came through at the end with a fine century from Joss Butler. In terms of the markets, they are kind of seesawing around, really on the Trump trade tariff sort of speak versus the fundamental growth of the European economies. You've got some key economic data this week that will suggest or give a further guidance as to whether or not we are going to see rate rises in August, etc. In the UK, obviously Carney and his group alluded to the fact that things are pushing that way last week, so you saw strength in sterling. But again, it's nothing really too dramatic in terms of the movements. The FTSE is kind of trading around about the 7650, 7600 level and has been sort of that range for quite some time. You've got sterling having weakened down to the 132, 33 level, slightly softer last week before the update from Carney. So again, at the moment, it's just a case of maintaining the status quo. There's nothing really to grab hold of company reporting-wise this week. So what's going to be the driver to push us forward? It's tough to say what's the driver that could drop us backwards. Well, I would suggest it's Mr. Trump or something out of China.
Understood. So in terms of OPEC, impact on the market on back of the oil?
Last week, everyone was waiting for that. It came out on Friday, and there was quite a muted reaction to that. It's a case of whether or not there is much belief and trust in the cartel, so to speak, as to what they're saying is actually going to stand firm. With oil trading around about the mid-70s, it seems as though it's a good deal for everyone. There is money to be made, but it's obviously keeping an eye on your costs. So a number of oil-related services companies report this week, so it'll be interesting to see whether or not they've altered their guidance as a result of the OPEC meeting last week, or whether they are continuing to be maybe slightly more bullish because the global landscape seems that bit more firmer.
And finally, Bank of England, rate hike August, yes or no?
That is a very, very tough question. I would have said over the last couple of months we needed a rate rise because things were starting to cook in terms of the inflationary data, etc. I am very much a believer that the macro landscape is quite strong, and I don't think we need a rate rise per se, because I think that the general economics will slowly contract as we get closer to the Brexit vote. But again, it's a case of if, in my opinion, you raise rates, it gives you the opportunity to lower rates further on down the road if the plan doesn't come out, which is what I think the American markets will be looking for, more aggressive rate rises, which gives them a chance to pull back. In the UK, I think we are slightly more conservative on that, and it looks as though we're going to see one, but I wouldn't be surprised if we don't come August.
Tim, on that note, thank you very much indeed.